You're now listening to the Northwest Soapbox, the platform for residents of the Northwest to step up and say what's on their mind. Welcome, everybody, back to the Northwest Soapbox. My name's Jim Baer, and we're here at Albury Arboretum, and we're speaking with General Manager Chris Vandeveld. Chris, can you give a brief description of Albury Arboretum?
The easiest thing to do is to describe an arboretum. Essentially, it's a public garden, although it may look a great deal the same as the parks of the Northwest area. And in this case, when Albury Arboretum was donated to the public sector by the Cope family, they did so with a request that it has an educational mission. So in addition to being a public garden, we make an effort to have public education programs.
Can you describe the landscape, how big it is, what the grounds are comprised of?
Well, it's about 55 acres, and much of it looks like some of the other parks in the northwest part of the city. But in our case, we also have some special features. We have a farm that is operated by Weaver's Way Co-op. It's about 2 acres. We have a small commercial nurseryman operating in a part of the arboretum. We have a pond and a water course system that is of some value for educational purposes. We have an old Victorian mansion that is our administrative offices, but is also available for rent by social events or commercial business meetings.
The original intention of the people who donated the land was for educational purposes. How long ago was that, and is the purpose of Albury been constant that whole time?
It was donated in 1916, so we're almost up to 100 years, and it has changed a great deal over that period of time. In the most recent incarnations, for instance, a lot of the educational programs here were tied to the public school system. Of course, the school district's lost all of its extra revenues, and it's hard-pressed to do the basic core work. We have in the past run training programs, landscape maintenance training programs. Those funds were, for the most part, coming out of the state. They've dried up. But most of our efforts for educational purposes will be for young people in school. We're going to organize a summer camp, and we're going to start a series of adult classes along with a lecture series, so that we're going to try and broaden the educational activities.
What do you think the people who live immediately around Albury and a little further out throughout the Northwest, what do you think their perceptions are of Albury Arboretum?
Well, I think that's one of our major problems. I think that the people in the surrounding Germantown area and the nearby Mount Airy see it as just an extension of the green and open spaces that we're blessed with here in the northwest part of the city. So I think people don't totally understand the opportunities. It's not like Morris Arboretum where, you know, you have to pay a fee to get in. We're open 365 days of the year. The staff, of course, is working Monday through Fridays. The other parks in the this part of the city do not have staff or information quite as readily available about what's here and why as we do. And we probably have the most organized of educational programs and efforts made, particularly for the Germantown area. We're almost the only entity that provides it in the immediate neighborhood.
Do you think that sometimes there's a confusion between Albury versus the Philadelphia or the Fairmount Park system?
Absolutely. I mean, it's part of our problem is trying to explain to people that we have no public funds supporting us. We have a very small endowment. It's not sufficient to maintain the property. Cutting grass and picking up sticks and maintaining the trees can't be taken care of by our endowment. So we depend on a membership. We depend on program revenue. And it's part of why we have other programs, educational programs, that are for fee basis, but it's to help generate enough money to operate the place. For us, it's a very big problem because it's like a 55-acre yard that you got to keep cutting the grass and make people happy, safe, and comfortable in, and then try and develop some programs that generate revenue.
So when you walk into a situation like this, you know, how do you identify this is the key area that, you know, we're feeling the most pain, or this will have the most positive repercussions.
You get lucky if you have a good board of people volunteering to put in some time and energy and help think through what are the choices and how are you going to go forward. And I've found that here. And we then have, you know, a couple of key staff people, and we've been very lucky to find some more key people. And what you have to start with is, you know, either we're going to shrink the operation and do a minimalist kind of thing, or we're going to take a gamble and try and go forward and expand programs and outreach to the community at large and have more benefits and programs. And I think we're making headway against that. You can't tell till you finish putting all the pieces together and you see how it's going to work.
Are there special programs or resources you can offer that sets Albury apart?
The special resources, I guess, would be our physical facility. We were an unusual classroom. And what we offer the schools in the area and the school children is an opportunity to stop and be able to get out and have somebody explain to them what this kind of tree is or why insects are underneath rocks and what kind of salamanders you might find in a pond. So it gets to be an opportunity for experiential learning. It also becomes an interesting place for adult classes in terms of new programs. We have micro farming, which is learning how to farm or raise vegetables and produce in small raised bed, cold frame, hot boxes, whatever you'd like to call them. We've reestablished a beekeeping program, which does classes in how to run a beehive. So there are just different facilities that you can offer than what most people have in terms of learning new things.
If there was one thing you want people to know about Albury, what would you like them to know about this place?
I guess the principal thing is you have an opportunity to see a little bit of history. It still looks a lot like it did in the original landscape plans. You have an opportunity to come here and learn something about heritage plants. There's a growing interest in trying to understand what people were raising as vegetables here in the 1800s and what are we eating today. It's also a lovely space if you just want to come and have a small picnic or meditate and take a walk and enjoy, you know, Mother Nature.
Chris Vandeveld, General Manager of Albury Arboretum, thank you very much for stepping on the Soapbox.
This has been the Northwest Soapbox. This podcast is a platform for the people of Northwest Philadelphia to offer commentary, share news, and make a call for action. Hear all installment at nwsoapbox.podomatic.com. Anyone wishing to step onto the Soapbox can contact us at soapbox@gtownradio.com.